In 1984, a man with wild hair and a heart moved with compassion by the plight of starving children in Africa decided to use his contacts in pop music to raise money to help the victims of famine in Ethiopia. From this embryo of an idea, Band Aid was born, and the song Do They Know It's Christmas rocketed to number one in the music charts, raising over £5 million for famine relief. 30 years later, the hair and the heart are the same, but this time the crisis is the outbreak of Ebola in Western Africa, which in 1 year has claimed over 7,000 lives, leaving more than 500 children orphaned. In an attempt to raise money to help victims of the virus and prevent its spread, Sir Bob recently re-recorded Do They Know It's Christmas with adapted lyrics and a largely new group of pop musicians. The song reached number one in 63 countries in its first week. Whatever we may think of the music or the accuracy and appropriateness of the lyrics, Band Aid 30 looks set to raise millions in the fight against Ebola. As I've been following the story of Sir Bob, I was reminded of a well-known proverb in the Bible: where there is no vision, the people perish. In the Old Testament, God sent prophets to his people to challenge all that was wrong in their society, that was leading to injustice, and particularly to the suffering of the poor, marginalised and vulnerable. They then inspired the people to imagine an alternative vision of the future, where justice and compassion would prevail and the whole community would flourish, regardless of their ethnicity or socioeconomic status. Sir Bob allowed himself to be moved by the suffering he saw in the world and was inspired to imagine a different future where that suffering might be alleviated. He then rolled up his sleeves, drew others into his vision, and is working towards making that vision a reality. I wonder what difference we could make in our own local communities if we were to allow ourselves to be moved by the needs of others within it, and imagine a future where justice and compassion prevail and all its members can flourish.